complicated line. I have waited, I have worried, and I've almost lost my mind.
Somebody said Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
ProgProg.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
Been listening to Mr. Brian Auger on his amazing B3 keyboard, and from his album Open. It came out in 1969. So cool, that sound. It really is. It's just something that I kind of, I don't know, it rings a bell for me somehow, some way. And we played Brian Auger quite a lot on this show over the last little while, and I've used some of his stuff. It's great for sampling, and I've got this album. I'm just listening to it for the first time last night, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is pretty amazing stuff. And I know I have a bit of a history, because when I first started getting into music, my dad had an album, a compilation album on Polydor that featured a whole bunch of Polydor artists from like 70 or 69 or something. And Hendrix was on there, and Taste, Cream, I think, were on there. Definitely the Jack Bruce solo stuff. What was it called? Supergroups or something like that. Anyway, Brian Auger and Julie Driscoll were on there in the Trinity. And so this album is kind of split between the two. So you've got Brian Auger stuff on one side, and we're going to go into the second side, which is more of a Julie Driscoll kind of female singer stuff, if that makes any sense. And it's on Marmalade Records. And so it's kind of split between the two. And Brian Auger, of course, still going. It's still out there. I think he's about 87 or 88 now, living in California, I believe. So one side is called Aug and one side is called Jules. I don't know if they were a couple or not. I don't know. More than likely. I mean, you know, it was 1969. Relationships were ambiguous at best, I suppose. So the tracks you heard from Brian were Goodbye Jungle Telegraph, which featured a lot of percussive sounds on the old Hammond organ, Black Cat, Isola Natale, which I think is something African, and then In and Out started that set off. So from 1969, awesome stuff. Let's get back into the second side of this album. And like I say, it features more kind of a Julie Driscoll kind of thing, so singing and whatnot. So it's still got the same band. And I noticed I've spelled my tag wrong. Okay, well, I'm gonna have to fix that. You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2 Pacific, 3 p.m. in Eastern Seaboard, and then 8 p.m. in the UK. I hope you are all right, wherever you are in the world, and you're doing okay. We play old music, because I'm an old dude. And there's so much music that we've not listened to in the world. It's just, it's endless. It's an endless life pursuit of mine to listen to music that I've never heard. And these three albums that I'm playing today, I've never listened to them until last night. So that's what I do. I buy stuff that I don't know and then explore. Keep exploring. Keep it open. As the name of this album suggests. Let's get back into it. This is Julie Driscoll on vocals, Brian Auger on Hammond B3, and it's right.